News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, weight loss drugs can delay diseases associated with ageing and have deaths caused by heart attacks and strokes. This is according to researchers at the European Congress of Obesity. And Donal O'Shea, clinical lead for obesity at the HSE, joins us. Donal, we've talked about weight loss drugs before, and I referred to them, I think, previously as a silver bullet or something. You were like, no, they're not. But is the view on them changing? Because this idea that you know, the NHS are looking at and saying many, many millions of people should be on them now, and that ultimately it will save health services money because they say that they have effects on the biologies of diseases like heart disease, liver disease, kidney disease, cancer, mood and mental health. Are they this big of a game changer?
They are a game changer. We're moving away from the language of weight loss treatments to obesity treatments because obesity is the disease. There are people who would, you know, have overweight but don't have any of the complications. And it's when obesity is driving disease that you need to treat it. So in that setting, these are game changers. And the European Congress on Obesity, presented a range of new and emerging treatments, plus the evidence that treating the high-risk individuals reduces all the things that you've mentioned and therefore is undoubtedly going to save money. But the problem forever in the health service is you have to spend on the medication or the surgery and you never see the saved money.
Okay, yeah. So you have to spend the money up front and you will only sort of say, look, that prevented us from spending money that we haven't yet spent, but you can never really know. They're saying, from what I can, and I'm only reading what's being reported, that even people who aren't overweight may end up on these drugs.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Well, this is where you need to talk about the disease of obesity and where your excess fat tissue is causing disease. So there are some people have, we say, sleep apnea or type 2 diabetes who have a BMI of 27. They're not in the category of obesity, but they will benefit potentially exquisitely from these obesity treatments. So the BMI cutoff is what's been used for all these studies, but when you drill down into the detail, it is the people with the disease of obesity. If you take out the people who have a BMI of 33 and are actually very healthy and they're active and they don't smoke, then they have a very low risk of the diseases that you're talking about. So you need to target the treatment to the people who
sort
are
the
living
risk
with the disease of obesity.
Okay. It's really interesting, this idea that this weight loss drugs, as they're being called, hailed as the key to a longer life. Another story in the papers this morning on something similar is a new tablet mimics gastric bypass weight loss surgery, a study has found. First of all, I just want to know what you think about that. But also, it just seems to us here from the outside looking in, the focus of medicine going forward is on these types of medication.
I think the atmosphere in Malaga was transformed compared to other conferences that I've been at of the type over the years, because we've had very little ammunition in trying to treat obesity. And now not only do we have effective treatments, but we're seeing what the future is looking like. And this particular tablet, it's a once daily tablet that effectively, when you eat it, turns into a liner, almost like a bin liner, along the first part of your gut after the stomach. So all the food just bypasses that part of the intestine where most of the energy is absorbed. So it is effectively a bypass by taking a tablet once a day.
It's absolutely fascinating stuff going on. But look, thank you for coming on and I suppose illuminating all that for us, Donal. That is Donal O'Shea, their professor of endocrinology and clinical lead for obesity at the HSE. This is a whole new world.
Game changer.
Yeah, I think so. It looks that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.